Hello, this is a recording to help Buddy with his lines for scene one after the song Happy All the Time ends. How you doing, Buddy? That's all right, Buddy. Just tell me, how many Etch-a-Sketches did you get finished? 85? It's 10 a.m. and you've only made 85? You're not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. You have lots of talents. Special talents, in fact, you're the best basketball player in the whole North Pole. Even better than Santa. And you're the only baritone in the Jingle Singers. You bring us down a whole octave. In a good way. See, Buddy? Hey, these elves are getting pretty thirsty. Would you mind doing a round with the cocoa cart? Hey, Shawanda. Yeah, Charlie? I hate to do this to you, but do you think you could pick up the slack with those Etch-a-Sketches? No problem. I appreciate it. I feel bad for the big guy. I just hope he doesn't get wise. Well, if he hasn't figured out by now that he's a human, I don't think he ever will. Oh, get Santa. No, not you, Buddy. We're talking about some other Buddy. Some Buddy else. Buddy. Good question. Once upon a time, there was this young woman, Susan Wells. She had a baby, but she passed away soon after he was born. That baby was put in an orphanage, and one Christmas night, he crawled into my toy sack, and I brought him back here by mistake. The elves took him in and raised him as one of their own. Buddy, it's you. It's your story. Not exactly. You have a human father, but he never knew that you were born. He lives in a faraway land called New York City. And he works right there in the Empire State Building. Keep it. It's a gift from me. He's an executive. He publishes children's books. But I should tell you, he's on the naughty list. No, he just doesn't believe in me anymore. He's lost the Christmas spirit. I know. Buddy, it's time you went there to meet him. It's south. We're at the North Pole, Buddy. Everything is south. Hobbs. Walter Hobbs. Bye, Buddy. Take care.
Bye, Buddy. Hope you find your dad.